Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL cornerback Stanford Rout in the building. It is Well Spoken Wednesday here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Romeo Crennel, you played for him, Stanford. You had your concerns about him heading into the season. A lot of Texans fans have concerns about him after the first game of the season. What are your biggest takeaways from Romeo Crennel, your biggest concerns, your biggest reasons for optimism for this Texans defense?
Well, my biggest reason for concern is just pretty much the same way that it's always been, even before he got to the Houston Texans. And a lot of that is the Houston Texans, to me, have always gone after DBs that thrive in pressure situation as far as like getting pressure on the quarterback with a strong D-line, strong play like that. But if you don't have that strong play from the pass rush, then obviously they're kind of a little bit out of sorts back there. Seem like they're susceptible to big plays. So I think that unless you are going to always make sure that you have a phenomenal pass rush, Jadeveon Clowney, and as long as you're going to have that, then I think you're just fine. But you also have to be able to have a plan B. So if the pass rush is not coming, you got to be able to go back there and still cover, whether it's sometimes 4 or 5 seconds. Otherwise, teams that'll block it up, the really, really good teams, like let's say the Falcons or the Saints, the Packers, teams that can really pass the ball with great quarterbacks, they're going to make sure that the pass rush is not going to beat you. I'm sorry, it's not going to beat them. That's one thing that I think the Texans will always have the Achilles heel, and that's where they'll always struggle in the playoffs because they go against good teams, good quarterbacks, good offensive line that can block it up and protect their quarterback.
Well, that's been my biggest rub with Monday night's game. It is, of course, Aaron Colvin, and we'll get there, of course. But I just can't get over that they gave Drew Brees that much time to throw with a three-man rush over and over and over again. And you just said it. Romeo Crennel has built his career on exotic ways to pressure quarterbacks. And, oh, by the way, I know great quarterbacks like to be blitzed, but just the way you pressure him, even if it's four guys and the way you do things, I'm not saying blitz the house every time, but put pressure somehow on the opposing quarterback, no matter what his name is, and then, you know, play the man coverage and play him tight. He didn't put that pressure 16 times. I told you during the break what I've mentioned with our listeners here. 16 times they only brought three guys on the rush. I couldn't get over that.
Well, for number one, it all depends on the down, the distance, the situation. So if it's 3rd and 13, I don't fault a D coordinator for only rushing three and dropping back any coverage, because whenever you have zone coverage, it is to make the quarterback have to be that much more accurate because those windows are tighter and they're blurring the lines. They're blurring the water. They're muddying the water. That way that quarterback has to be that much extra special. And there's times where they blitz Drew Brees and Drew Brees simply would throw the ball exactly to where the blitz came from. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at everybody in the secondary, Jay Joe, he's the elder statesman. He's been in this league, I think, 13, 14 years. Jay Joe knows how to play this game versus having a good pass rush versus not having a good pass rush. He knows how to play this game to where, even though he's getting up there in age, getting a little bit long in the tooth, don't you notice Jay Joe does not get beat a lot? That's because he knows how to play. Mm-hmm. Now, within this defense, it seems to me that the majority of the players on this secondary, they don't know how to play without the pass rush. Mm-hmm. Sometimes
that's my point.
And when they but that right there comes down to you scouting the wrong people, you going after the wrong guys. And so I know that obviously we're going to get into the Aaron Colvin thing a little bit later, and I'll go ahead and I'll make my points about that later on. But I think that when you're going against somebody like a Drew Brees, I think that at times as a defensive coordinator, you don't know what to do because he's great at figuring out the blitz. He's great at manipulating zone coverage. So you have to mix it up. You have to. Mm-hmm. You got to go and blitz that guy. And then just when he's expecting the blitz, all of a sudden you drop 8 in the coverage. Mm-hmm. So you want to make the quarterback think. So if I'm Drew Brees, as soon as I get the ball from center, I'm already anticipating A. And then you throw B at me. Well, now for that one split second, my heart skips a beat, yeah. and now my brain is a little confused. That could be the time where I mess around and throw it into coverage, thinking that it was man coverage, thinking that I had an easy window, and now all of a sudden it just shrunk in a matter of milliseconds, all because I was thinking A and you gave me B. You got to confuse the quarterback.
Confused the hell out of me there, to be honest with the staff. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Stanford Route with you. So you think that Romeo Crennel, his scheme, do you think it's flawed? Do you think he just doesn't have the right guys with it? Do you think he doesn't adjust? What are your biggest issues with the Romeo Crennel scheme?
I think it's a little bit flawed from the standpoint of if you don't have a phenomenal pass rush, mm-hmm. it is going to be, you're going to be susceptible to big plays back there within the defense, simply because I noticed that there's times where they're just not put together, and not even from just the secondary. Even last year, there were times where linebackers wouldn't necessarily be in their drops. Mm-hmm. That could be a curl route for a big play on a third down, converting for a first down. If the pass rush is not getting there, then that means the DB's got to cover even tighter. It's just because you're going against these better quarterbacks, and right. they're starting younger and younger now. You got high school quarterbacks that are now being able to decipher what defenses are doing, and I think that you're going to have to find a way to go to a plan B. You notice that in the New England Patriots, whenever they were winning those Super Bowls back in 01, 03, and 04, you notice a lot of it was cover two, especially when they smoked the Rams mm-hmm. back in 2001. They were getting hands on Isaac Bruce, on Torrey Holt, on Oz Hakeem. You had Tyrone Poole, you had Ty Law. They were getting hands on the receivers. Mm-hmm. They were rerouting them at the line of scrimmage. That's something that the Texans, if you notice, they don't really run a lot of cover two. Seem like they run a lot of cover three, a lot of quarters, things like that, but they don't really get physical with the receivers.
Cover and two would have been ideal on that final offensive play, right? That's what what he had about texting me. He had about texting me, cover two would have been just fine there.
I think cover two would have been
especially
good.
If your safeties are going to be playing at the freaking yeah, goalpost.
They
post.
Can cover all the ground
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think cover two would have been good because you're rerouting the outside receivers. The backers are being able to get outside to
into the lanes.
They're able to get outside in the lanes to the slot receivers, maybe get a little bit of a hand on them. But what you're doing is you're throwing off the timing, because Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints offense, it's all about timing. Mm-hmm. It is all about time. You get your hands on those receivers, and now all of a sudden the timing is off. That's why you'll see certain games where Drew Brees will go out there and he'll have a dud of a game, like against the Dallas Cowboys last year on that Thursday night game. Dallas Cowboys were playing a lot of man coverage. Yep. They were disrupting the timing. Now, all of a sudden, Drew Brees, his passes are off. All of a sudden, he's not getting
going. You know what else
going.
They were doing? They were pressuring him.
Yes, they were pressuring. Front. Yeah, and I think that for Romeo Crennel, I think if he's going to continue to have that same philosophy he had from his New England days, I think he's got to bring back the entire New England system, and a lot of that was cover two.
My other thing is, J.J. Watt doesn't even show up in the stat sheet. I mean, I don't care what they're doing. When you're as good as J.J. Watt, and we know that he's a future Hall of Famer, you got to appear in the stat sheet.
It's not that simple, though, Landry.
You got to appear
it's
in the stat sheet.
It's not that simple. Look, Landry, first of all, let's go ahead and remember. We're talking about a team that was just in the NFC title game about 8 months ago.
I get it.
So it's not like the New Orleans Saints.
I mean, Stanford, it's happened once in his career. I mean, this was the second time it's ever happened.
What was the other team it happened against?
I have no idea.
I think it was against that team that lives up there in Boston, I believe.
Oh, New England?
Yeah. Was it really?
Because guess what? They're going to make sure that you beat them with your left hand. They're not going to let you use your right hand. They're sliding the protection. They're making sure that 99 is not going to beat us,
bro,
period.
He's got to be in the stat sheet. And I get what you're saying. Look. This is my point, Stanford. I get what you're saying. And I get that, you know, a lot of times when you talk to former players, they act like there's like some gray area and there's impact in the game and stuff. I get that. But I don't want to hear that J.J. Watt impacted the game despite not appearing in the stat sheet, because Clowney didn't get that same benefit of the doubt. I always had to hear about his stats. I don't want to hear that. And furthermore, if you're going to make a decision like they did with J.D. Clowney to where you're going to let that guy go, if J.J. Watt's getting all that attention and he's going to be taken out of the stat sheet and I'm not going to get those 16 sacks anymore, the other 10 guys on that defense better be able to eat when he's getting that attention, or it's a recipe for failure.
But one of them did eat. One of them got a sack and an interception.
Well, yeah, merciless.
He nibbled.
But no, they didn't pressure. They didn't pressure Drew Brees really at all.
No, well, number one, this is Drew Brees. He's gonna get
it. Is Drew Brees? I do got to remind myself.
He's
that,
gonna
Stan.
Get. He's gonna get the ball out quick. Mm-hmm. Number two, this is Sean Payton. Sean Payton is not about to let J.J. Watt wreck the game. Yeah. Number three, the New Orleans Saints have a pretty damn good offensive line.
That's true.
So it's not like
you're making sense.
It's not like J.J. Watt's going after and just getting manhandled by a bunch of college players that don't know what they're doing. He's going against a team that was in the NFC title game last year. Should have been in the Super Bowl outside of that blown call by the referee. So I think that we also have to remember that. And also, the New Orleans Saints are not a dumb ball club.
Right.
Sean Payton is not going to let J.J. Watt just come out there, singled up on the guard or the tackle, have his way with him, and then just wreck shop on Drew Brees. Drew Brees is 40. They're going to make sure Drew Brees is upright at all times this year.
It's one thing for my man Stanford Brout, former NFL second-round pick, one of the fastest to ever do it, one of the best 40 times at the Combine. Not known for his contact. It's one thing for Stanford Rout to go out there and not get a tackle in a game. I'm sure it happened 80% of the time. But for J.J. Watt to do it, I can't deal with it.
You'd be a dead man.
But let me ask you this, guys. Yes, here we go. If you're going against a team, you got an offensive player, let's say at the level of a Julio Jones, a DeAndre Hopkins, and you go out there, put a corner on him all game long, put a safety over the top, and after the end of the game, he's got two catches for 20 yards. Is it really his fault that he just simply didn't show up? Or are they making sure that they're going to take him out of the game?
Right. Yeah, they did what they could.
I get it, man. But you can accidentally trip someone up and get a tackle. I'm not sitting here saying he should have had 8 sacks, but he didn't have a tackle, Stan. He didn't even have half a tackle.
He didn't have a pressure.
I'm sitting here saying he didn't have a reception
But let me ask you this.
He didn't have a tackle,
let me ask you this. As a receiver, if you have no catches, or let's say you have 1 or 2 catches, but because of all the attention that you are grabbing from the defense, that causes the number 2 or number 3 option to get off. Did you do your job as the number 1 guy?
Yeah, but exactly. It didn't happen.
But wait a minute.
That's not his
Whitney
fault.
Merciless sack.
Sack
Whitney
and
Merciless.
Pick. Sack and a pick. Yeah.
So if the Texans would have won this game,
yeah.
Tell me Whitney Merciless wouldn't be getting a lot of praise.
He still gets praise.
Tell me
game.
He wouldn't be getting a lot of votes for a defensive player of the game or something like that.
He still got it, right?
Exactly. So clearly, how was he able to do that? Because JJ's taking some of that attention.
I don't know, man. I guess. I'm going to go coach on you. I'll have to watch the tape.
Yeah.
Landry Locker, Stanford Brout, John Lopez in the loop. More with Stanford coming up next. What does he think about the release of Aaron Colvin? What does he think about the new philosophy by B.O.B.? We'll get into that with Stanford Brout next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.